Welcome to Insurance Talk. My name is Cherie Martinen. I'm the owner of Bancorp Insurance, located in beautiful Central Oregon. We help with all of your Medicare, health, commercial lines, personal lines needs. Today, I'm super excited because we have two guests in the studio from Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oregon. And I have Lisa Kirkland. She is the Medicare sales executive for our area. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Cherie.
And I have Jason Hagstead, and he is the Medicare Oregon sales manager, and he travels a lot, so we are very lucky to get him here. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so Regents has got some really good stuff coming.
Yeah, we're getting into Medicare Advantage annual election period, and we have some exciting news for Central Oregon especially. But we are traveling the state right now, sharing information about our plans and training the brokers to get ready for the open enrollment, what we call annual election period for Medicare.
All right. So I went to the training yesterday. I'm super excited about what Regents has to offer. I'll let you go. What's the big thing that we're super excited about?
The big thing here in Bend, in Central Oregon, that we're excited about is that we're offering a new PPO plan for Medicare that starts for 2023. So this fall, agents are going to be able to enroll people in a plan where they have coverage with in-network providers throughout the country. If they live in the Deschutes area, they're going to be able to have providers in 48 states. That includes, District of Columbia, includes Puerto Rico. You'll have in-network Blue Cross or Blue Shield providers throughout the country.
And so, we might be used to a lot of something that we call an HMO, which has more of a restrictive network for our doctors, where we kind of have to stay in-network, and a lot of times it's within Oregon. What's really special about this new PPO plan from Regents is, again, it is nationwide.
Exactly. So in order to join the Medicare Advantage plan, they have to live in the service area here locally, but then they have access to providers throughout the country. We do also offer, a local HMO plan that coordinates with the local providers. So, if it's St. Charles or Summit Health, or, there's a lot of local providers that are in the network for the HMO as well. So if somebody likes that coordinated care of a local network and doesn't travel very much, there's good value in an HMO. If they like the flexibility of going where they want to go, if they snowbird to California or Arizona during the winter, they're going to have providers there that are available within the network instead of having to pay more to go outside the network.
That's what I was thinking when you guys were talking about it yesterday. I was like, man, those Arizona snowbirds are going to be thrilled. Or those hardcore RV couples, yeah. Where they get in and you're like, I'll see you in 2 months.
You know what? We've seen even a lot more of that during COVID, right? A lot of people have picked up the RV and just hit the road and they can work from anywhere. And so, folks that are semi-retired or completely retired do that anyway. But we're seeing that a lot more with some of the younger Medicare beneficiaries as well that can just work from anywhere. And so they're on the road. But their primary residence is where they're going to choose their plan.
And we should mention that this new PPO plan also has prescription drugs attached to it.
Exactly, yes. It's a Medicare Advantage plan with prescription drug coverage. A lot of extra bells and whistles for, support with over-the-counter medications and supplies, for virtual companionship, for personal emergency response device. Remember the old, I've fallen and I can't get up?
I do.
So it's like that, but on steroids. They're GPS enabled, and it's a lot more than it used to be. But they have support wherever they are.
All right. Well, is there any highlights for that PPO, vision?
Yeah. So all of the Medicare Advantage plans that we offer have things that you would expect, like routine vision and dental, hearing aid coverage, and those kind of things that you would expect to go along with medical benefits. We do have a lot of folks that appreciate the alternative care as well. So things like acupuncture, therapeutic massage, you can have chiropractic, naturopath visits. So all of those things are kind of additional services that are there in addition to the Medicare benefits. So many things that have been added. Meals after a hospital stay or for folks that are dealing with chronic conditions. We have an exciting new benefit or an expansion of our benefit for companionship that I would love to spend a little bit of time talking about today, just based on the fact that it's going to be new for 2023 and is really exciting.
Yeah. So what is that called?
So Papa Pals is a vendor, and they are a national partner where they offer pals in local areas where these folks can come over and help around the house. They can, do some light house cleaning. They can, take somebody for a walk or play chess or something to keep these folks engaged and have some companionship. But also now, in addition to things like picking up groceries or picking up prescriptions, that kind of thing, they actually can offer transportation. So if they want their pal to take them to their doctor's appointment, they can help with that, or take them to church, or take them to the gym. They can help with light exercise. They can help walk the dog, feed the dog, those kind of things. So where I see this as a real benefit, and well, I should say technology support, right, too. So for some of our older seniors, they may not know how to use Skype or FaceTime or those kind of things. They might not know how to set up their computer, or how do I use this iPad and connect with my relatives? So these pals are also trained to offer technology support. There's so many things that they can do, though. So one of the biggest things that I'm excited about is the transportation piece. You know, in some areas, if somebody's taking the bus 2 hours to get to the doctor and back, that's a lot less friendly than just having someone come pick you up and hang out at the doctor and wait for you and take you home.
Well, it's so, like in our area, there's no one. Yeah, you got yeah. Like you have to have a relative. Or
you might have a family member or a friend.
A friend or somebody who can drive and who can care and get you there and get you back. I mean, even Uber is hard to get out.
That's
here in
the
those
thing.
Rural communities.
Yeah. If it's an Uber or a Lyft, you know, that's a ride. But you know, this is not technically a transportation benefit, but it's like an adopted grandkid that can kind of come and help you with whatever, as long as it's not medical in nature. This is not like a nurse.
Yeah.
But they can help cook a meal or, you know,
set up a laptop or
vacuum the floor or help fold laundry or whatever while they're there.
Get the garden weeded a little bit.
And also they're trained to have conversations about health also. So if they see that there's a rug that might be a trip hazard, they're going to mention those things. Or, you know, maybe you need an assist bar in the shower to kind of help make sure that if you had a slip, you could have something to hang on to. And so they're thinking about that wraparound care as they're there.
And Papa's Pals is available on both of your plans, right?
Papa Pal is available on all the Regents Medicare Advantage plans locally, yeah.
Awesome. Something else that I knew that we talked about quite a bit yesterday was the behavioral health or mental health, the benefits that Regents has added to all of their plans.
Yeah, so you probably are aware that throughout the time of COVID, you know, when everything was shut down and everybody stuck at home, there was a lot of loneliness and isolation and mental health exacerbation. I guess the issues got more pronounced.
We noticed it here, especially because things like our senior center were closed. And so we didn't have like bingo night, and we didn't have line dancing, and we didn't have like all these really social events that our seniors are used to having and used to be able to connect with others. And then they were just all gone.
That's right.
Luckily, like all of those things have returned. But I think we probably all kind of got a little wake up call for what other needs we might have.
Well, and you know, in people with relationships too, you know, that, you know, they were stuck in the house with one person all the time or with their family all the time. And that can be awesome or that can be frustrating. And so, you know, it is what it is.
I'm saying that
you know, people were stuck for a while and that can really take a toll. So we have seen over the last couple of years, a lot more utilization of mental health services and providers retiring early. Not only because they're getting older, but also because, you know, there's burnout, and there's a lot of, in the medical field especially, a lot of burnout and people getting out of healthcare. So we have taken a very strong stance on trying to expand our provider panel, and we have contracted with a lot more mental health professionals over the last year to try and make healthcare more available for folks that need mental health services. In addition, telehealth has become a big thing over the last couple of years. So those virtual therapy visits have become really a thing that people utilize. And a couple of years ago, you couldn't have said that. Maybe 2-3% of people had actually ever had a telehealth visit. In the time of COVID, that became a real thing. And
we love it.
People know it and use it now.
Yeah.
And so folks that are using telehealth for their mental health visits are actually paying lower copays than people that are having in-person therapy visits. So just increasing access to care really is the goal here for folks.
And both options are available.
Right, exactly. So you can go to a therapist locally and that's covered and it's a low copay. If you go to use the telehealth for a virtual visit, it's a lower copay or no copay, depending on the plan.
I love this because I think all of us, I mean, it's okay to go sit in a doctor's office and wait and then like see the doctor face to face. And that's a really special time, but it takes a lot of work. And sometimes if you just got like a weird rash or like you've got a nose, like a sinus infection or you know it's pink eye, you're like,
and that's the thing too. Yeah,
I just want to call and say, hey, can you give me the prescription?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say is these folks that do the telehealth, the providers can prescribe. So if it is something like a dermatologist over the weekend because you got into poison ivy or whatever it is, they can prescribe things. And you think of some use telehealth for primary care, and it's kind of hard to diagnose certain things if you're not there and can listen to the lungs and all the stuff. But a lot of healthcare can be done remotely, and they figured out that this is a real thing. And so Medicare pays for it. It didn't used to be a kind of a covered service until they saw the need during this COVID time and kind of made it a permanent solution.
Do you guys want to touch on your prescription drug network?
Prescription drug network. So yeah, locally, well, I should say most of the national chains are covered in our pharmacy network. You're thinking like, you know, Safeway and Albertsons and Fred Meyer. And I don't know if there's a CVS here in Central Oregon, but if you go to Target, that's where the CVS pharmacy will be. Fred Meyer, Costco, Walmart, Walgreens. So pretty much most of the pharmacies you would think of are contracted and in the network. And that's good because for traveling as well, most of these networks are national.
Yeah.
So.
And because you have the, if you choose the PPO plan.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So locally, the chain pharmacies are the same for the HMO, but the national network is good. So, you know, if you're in New York, you can use a CVS, or if you're, you know, somewhere else, most of these chains like Kroger, it might be called Fred Meyer here, or it's called Smith's somewhere else,
yeah.
Or you know, it depends on where you're at, but these chains are covered.
Anything that you want to mention about your drugs?
Oh, so yeah, good point. Thank you. There have been a couple of things. We do have a couple of tiers on our prescriptions where it's a zero copay. You know, if you get them the right way, you're going to not have to pay anything for certain generics. One of the things that we've continued for going into next year is for insulin. The insulin savings pilot program that CMS rolled out a couple of years ago, we will be continuing with that. So for folks that are on covered insulins through the plan, they're going to pay a maximum of $35 a month for their insulins. There's no deductible. Just throughout the year, the most they'll pay is $35 a month.
Which is great.
Also, with this new Inflation Reduction Act, there's a new change for 2023 where a lot of the higher cost vaccines will also be covered for zero. So something like a shingles, you know, shingle shot where maybe they'll have a couple of different shots over a few months, up to now have been expensive.
I was going to say, my mom's not on Medicare yet, but she got her shingle shot and came back and was like, did you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they may end up paying a couple $100 a time for doing that. And so going forward in 2023, some of those tier 3 vaccines will be covered for zero as well.
Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else do we got? Oh, yeah. We wanted to talk about, well, just a little bit about Regence in general.
Yeah.
That, just a little bit about you.
What makes us different, right?
What makes you different?
And as a company, you'll find that there's quite a range of companies and how they operate. And there's for-profit companies that are all about Wall Street, and then there's local nonprofits. Regence is a local nonprofit. We've been part of this community in Oregon for over 80 years, and all of our employees live within our footprint. Regence as a company, as a brand, we cover 4 states in the Northwest. So it's Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Utah. For our Oregon plan, though, we have the local customer service. We have the local broker services. All of our employees live and work within our footprint. So if you're talking to a customer service person, they're probably in Medford. They're in our area. So we have folks that live here, work here, get back here, care about the local community. You're not talking to somebody in St. Louis or in Florida or offshore somewhere.
Or in the Philippines.
Or in the Philippines or Singapore. Yep. You know, they're here and they know the answer. And the first call resolution is amazing. These folks are doing a good job having the right answers. And you're not waiting on hold for an hour to get to talk to somebody to maybe get the right answer.
Yeah. And you said that they might be somewhere locally. We were talking about this before we got on the show. A lot of, we used to have like call centers and people would go to a call center. But now everyone has that flexibility, and Regence has made that available to their employees to have that flexibility to maybe
work from home
or work from a different location instead of that maybe large building where they used to have a lot of desks and a lot of chairs and a lot of phones.
Yeah, and that's why I said Medford, right? We have this big call center down in Medford that, you know, all the cubicles are empty. Not all. Some people still go to the office, but we have the flexibility for people to work from home, and it's the work-life balance thing, right? So over the last couple of years, we've realized that people can do a good job from wherever they're working, whether it's the kitchen table or they have an office at the home, or if they go into the office, we're trying to meet people where they are, and it's working. So we do have these big buildings that are very empty, but whether it's Lewiston, Idaho, or Medford, Oregon, or wherever, you know, these buildings are, our employees are in the market. And so whether they're working from home or working from a Regence location, they're able to work their best, you know, wherever they're at.
So chances are if you call, they'll say, oh, yeah, I got a grandma in your area. Or, oh, yeah, I was just there the other weekend.
Or maybe they're going to ask about the Ducks game or whatever, and yeah, people know true. What they're talking about. You know, I just wanted to highlight just in general, you know, Regions as a company, we've been here to help support the community for a very long time. You know, when it comes to things like the wildfires or assistance during the pandemic with, you know, COVID resources or just trying to help the community with local food banks and the Oregon Food Bank and all this stuff, we've been supporting the local community here for a very long time. And we are always looking for opportunities to give back and be part of the community. So, you know, we have some upcoming like Alzheimer's walks and a lot of different things where we plug in and give back and even get our agents involved in some of these nonprofits. And how do we help support the community outside of what we actually do for a living? So we like it here and we're happy to give back.
All right. Anything else about the plans? Because it is pretty exciting.
You know, there are so many extra things that are part of the plans. We talked about alternative care and dental and vision and all this stuff. There are a lot of extra ancillary benefits. So you have the medical benefits that are, you know, Medicare benefits that are things you would think about that are at the hospital or at the doctor's office. You have things like over-the-counter cards that, you know, people can go to Walgreens and swipe their card and get cough syrup or whatever, you know, what they call over-the-counter supplies.
Over-the-counter, I think of vitamins, like
supplements.
Maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like cotton balls.
Fish oil.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or vitamin D or whatever.
Or your multivitamin.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So there's that. We have mom's meals, which is, you know, people can get fresh frozen meals after a hospital stay. Maybe they had a surgery or something and they're having a hard time preparing meals. So they can have a supply of meals after a hospital stay, or if they're dealing with diabetes or another chronic condition, kind of help them get on track. Papa Pals is a great, awesome thing where we have that in-home support, or, you know, they can go out in the community with their pals. There's so many extra things. It's just hard to kind of pinpoint all of them. The Silver and Fit fitness membership is a big one. A lot of people have used that, not just in person, because there's thousands of gyms nationally that people can use that are in the network, but also the in-home fitness. You know, people can get a home fitness kit that includes a Fitbit or a Garmin device to help them track their steps, or they can do the Facebook Live training or YouTube videos and online communities with Silver and Fit and those kind of things. So people can kind of get healthy where they are or how they choose. So that's another big one that people take advantage of.
And it's nice that that's also offered on the Medigap plans through Regents.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about Medicare supplements, but you know, Central Oregon traditionally has done a lot of Medicare supplements as well. And I know sometimes people get confused between what's a supplement and what's an advantage plan in the language, but supplements being secondary coverage are pretty standardized. Most of the companies sell about the same thing, but we have added the Silver and Fit fitness benefit on top of our supplements. And again, that's just a way to help us keep our members healthy.
If you have any questions about Medicare supplements or Medicare Advantage plans, you can always make an appointment at Bancorp Insurance. You can go to our website, www.bancorpinsurance.com. We have a big button in the middle that says, make an appointment here. You can book your appointment for the annual election period, which is between October 15th and December 7th. That is one of our busiest times of the year. So we tell people to book early and book quickly. I can tell you already, it's the beginning of October and we already have the first week of October 15th booked out. So please make your appointment to learn about all of the Regions plans that are offered, not just the Advantage plans, but maybe the supplements as well. You can also make us a phone call and get a booking that way, 1-800-452-6826. Is there anything else you guys want to add about how amazing Regents is?
You know, I'd rather say about how amazing our broker partners are, because, you know, it's folks like you that are helping us grow the business and helping us reach more people and serve our members. And one thing that we find with folks that have a local agent is that they are more happy with their plan. And they tend to stick with their plan because they have the support of a local agent to help them through anything that they have to navigate related to healthcare. So we really appreciate our agents and broker partners. And, you know, most of our business comes from our local broker partners. And that's what we kind of want to focus on, is the partnership between, you know, how do we serve these people together?
And just in case you guys are curious, that was a very nice compliment to me. Thank you so much. I'm a broker partner. All of us at Bancorp Insurance are happy to help anybody select a Medicare Advantage or supplement plan, and we're happy to represent Regents. They're a great partner of ours in the area, and they do great things for their members.
Thank you, Cherie. We were happy to be here.
All right. Thank you so much.